gather round, my name is Uncle Ron and you landed on my porch. Grab a chair, have a seat, get some coffee or some cold brew. Let's have a conversation about how you can grow your business using organic digital marketing methods. I am here to give you the tips, tricks, and cheat codes that I use every single day in running and growing my businesses from Funky Town. The Fort Worth side of the Metroplex here in North Texas is much better than the other eastern side. The west side is the best side, and we are focusing there this week because I don't want to attract people from Dallas. Let's be real. We are talking about messaging this week on the porch. That's part of why I told you that I'm in Funky Town. We have gone through a litany of things to help you understand crafting messages that are moving towards your prospects and customers. We are trying to attract very specific people because there is so much messaging being thrown at us every single day through text, email, social media, streaming platforms, TV, whatever it is you're consuming. We need to hone our messaging so that it perfectly resonates with the people that need what we offer. We've talked about the difference between ideological connections and logical connections, where the I am may be more powerful than the you get for some people. And for others, the you get and what it does for me is vastly more important than who you are. We honed in yesterday on the five currencies of our messaging. We talked about time, connection, money, mindset, and positioning. You can leverage all of these, whether you're making that ideological I am connection, you're making the logical connection, or you're getting really persuasive and getting that semi-connected person who needs simple words around your outcomes. The bottom line is you have to take action and create messaging and build campaigns that address both identity and logical outcomes. That's the focus of today. We are going to start with being able to describe the intended connection in detail. Whether that person is ideological and whether that person is logical, we need to be able to describe what do they love, what do they like, what do they eat? What do they drink? What do they listen to? What do they watch? What do they read? What do they relate to? What do they embrace? And the list goes on and on. The greater detail that you have of those items, and we've talked about this in the past as part of identifying our dream customer. When we begin to know what they love, like, eat, drink, listen to, watch, read, relate to, embrace, this gives us a very clear picture of who they are. When you've got that very clear picture of who they are, you can uncover the identities that are found in those character traits, habits, emotions, and desires. You can then leverage them, those identities, to build the easiest connection and persuasion to those people. I know that a person who graduated from Baylor that has 20 years in their career at this point, that has amassed some amount of wealth, that owns a house that's not just a starter home, that is worried about being able to go watch their favorite team play football in the fall and tailgate with their friends, and they have a job that is elevated above that entry-level position. They are worried about having great barbecue at that tailgate. They are worried about being able to catch things on Baylor Plus. They are worried about knowing that their home is safe and protected and is replaceable in the event of a terrible accident. They are worried about their financial future and knowing that they are taken care of if something happens to them. This is an identity that's easier for me to target. I can leverage the security that comes from the insurance that we provide. I can leverage the desire for them to provide for their family if something happens to them. I can leverage giving them time back in their day by doing the search for them. I can leverage the positioning of the peace of mind that comes with a comprehensive plan to protect their future. All of these are easily available to me, especially when we have that identity of Baylor Sports together. Beyond that space identity level comes the logical outcomes of the features and benefits. I've told you in the past, no one buys life insurance because they think they need life insurance. They buy life insurance because they know they need to protect their spouse, their kids, their grandkids' future. They know that it can be a mechanism on a permanent basis to help them plan for the passing of their estate. Those are outcomes of the features and benefits that come from life insurance. Can I tie those in beyond those identities that I talked about a moment ago in sharing Baylor Sports? Yes, I can. What are the words that will connect those outcomes to the beliefs that those people have? I don't necessarily want to talk about life insurance because that means somebody's passed away. But what I can talk about is guaranteeing that your children can go to college at the same college you went to, which is now very expensive. What used to cost $15,000 a year when I was a student now costs $70,000 plus. If something was to happen to me, how can I put aside money to make sure that my kids can have that same collegiate experience that I did? Now we're getting into those words that tie those beliefs together so that connection can be made. Can I do that same exercise with other groups of people? Absolutely. Maybe you want to help someone create a scholarship so that someone who's not as advantaged as me, that person, can go and have that same collegiate experience. You can use that same tool. It's a different set of words. It gets at a different belief, but now you're connecting the dots for that person. Lastly, you're going to take those outcomes and those features and benefits, and you're going to try to figure out how you can simplify them so that those on the periphery can see the benefit and that they can be brought in and buy into the features and benefits. This is where you get to that new parent. Maybe they have a mortgage on a house that they haven't been in very long, and they know that they need to make sure that their spouse and their kiddo is protected so that they don't have to sell the house and move. I can simplify and simply say you're commuting 40 miles to work each day. The probability of an auto accident goes way up. What happens if that auto accident is catastrophic? Do you want to make sure that your wife and your new daughter can stay in the house and live a life that they're accustomed to with you if something was to happen in that auto accident? I've simplified the outcome. I've given it an emotional connection. I've given a very simple belief that something could happen in the car. This is how you take all of those things I described at the beginning, what you love, what you like, what do you listen to, what do you watch, what do you read, what do you relate to? I've taken those items, I've tied them not only to identities in the beginning, I've tied them to beliefs about the features and benefits, and I've simplified them down so that I can offer to bring those semi-connected people in. This is how you take your messaging to the next level so that people can find you, people can choose to do business with you, people can relate to why they desperately need those currencies that you're placing into that messaging. We're going back to time, connection, money, mindset, and positioning. I did all of those with the concept of life insurance just now. I got to the different levels of the ideological and the logical connections that can close that loop. Those messages resonate with the people that they're being put in front of specifically. Now, after you've done all that, don't forget your call to action. With that in mind, if you're not on my email list, you need to get there now. Open up a browser window, type in bit.ly/porch, capitalize a P in porch. You will get an email tomorrow morning that will summarize everything we've talked about this week and give you a handy little tool to deploy it. I'm Uncle Ron. Thanks for hanging out with me this week on the porch. I'll see you back here on Monday.